You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
11:20, Solly Myers doing Please Don't Let Me Go on North Sound One. Now, everyone and their dog has seen the movie Dirty Dancing. In fact, most of us have seen it a few times. Some people can even recite entire chunks of dialogue and all the songs from it. That's how big a phenomenon the movie is, and the stage musical much the same. When it opened in London, it was fully sold out in advance for the first 6 months. Now, Dirty Dancing, the classic story on stage, is touring and touchdown in Aberdeen on Tuesday nights. Here until the end of the month, I'm delighted to welcome Johnny and Penny from the cast, Paul Michael Jones and Charlotte Gooch. Morning, guys. You must be knackered because the dancers always parted late in the film, I remember.
I remember that.
Yes.
We were straight to bed last night after the show.
It was. It's pretty
we were very well behaved.
Yeah. Milk and honey and a long night, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so in film terms, you're Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
And Charlotte, you're Penny. Is she the original partner who fell pregnant?
Yes. Yeah. It was played by Cynthia Rhodes in the movie.
Yeah.
And she plays Johnny's dance partner who, falls pregnant and has to have this abortion that was illegal in the 60s.
Yeah.
Hence why Johnny and Baby come together, because Baby has to fill in for what Penny would normally do dance-wise.
Just take us back to the beginning, because although I mentioned pretty much everyone's seen the film, give me a sort of last time on Dirty Dancing top of show recap, if you like. What's the background to it?
Well, Johnny and Penny are dance teachers at Kellerman's, which is kind of a summer camp.
It's kind of like Butlins, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's kind of a high-class one. I think it's quite a... expensive place to go. Yeah.
Centre Parks.
Centre Parks.
Basically a place called the Catskills in America, which apparently still exists.
What?
It's obviously not Kellerman's, but the actual place in the holiday camp still exists. And it was, they don't run as much now, but back in the 60s, it was sort of where everybody would go for their
celebrities and things. They used to go a lot in this, so it was quite high class.
And you've got these, Johnny and Penny as these dance teachers, and Baby turns up for her summer holiday with her family.
And she gets a bit of a crush, doesn't she?
She does.
She does,
on this young man here.
Yep.
That sounded really seedy there.
It does, doesn't it? It does, yeah.
You sound like you tied Baby to the train track. So she forms a crush on Patrick Swayze. How does it develop from there without giving too much away?
Well, she kind of starts to sneak into the staff quarters, going places where she shouldn't, and eventually, she kind of helps Penny out, and then they start, because of Penny's being pregnant, they start dancing together. Johnny starts teaching her dances to do a performance at another hotel, and that's kind of it. And then the romance starts, a bit of lifts in the lake with...
Yeah, well, that's the thing, lifts in the lake, how does that translate to stage? Because that's an awful lot of water.
Oh, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Technical magic.
It is.
I've got visions of these guys pushing a big tank in every night.
And of course, you've got the big log as well, which on the movie, Johnny and Baby are on the log.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a real log that comes down, full-size log that drops down on stage. It's just when it gets stuck in certain places, it looks quite comedy.
Some guy is driving a truck on a monthly basis, and he's got a log in the back of it, and someone's going to be saying to him, so what do? I transport a log, not even a lorry load, but one log
and a box full of watermelons as well. That's on the back of his truck.
They get the watermelons, don't they?
Yep. Yeah.
It's all coming back to me now. I was reading a little bit about the musical earlier, and there's something like 55 songs in total in there, which I'm guessing is more than the film, but how else does it differ from the movie?
There's a few additional scenes that never made it into the final cut of the movie. Like, for example, if you watch the DVD that's got the deleted scenes on it, there's a lot of scenes there which have now made it into the stage show because they didn't make it into the final cut of the movie.
Which is nice because you get to know some of the characters more in depth that aren't necessarily, big parts in the film.
Like maybe Dad?
Yeah, there's a lot more of the Houseman family. You get to know a lot more about their sort of family situation and their connection. Penny as well, and her history and her relationship that she builds with certain people, which is nice. All the classic things that everybody knows and loves from the film, they're all there.
Bring back those songs for me. There's Hungry Eyes. Obviously, I've had the time of my life.
Do You Love Me?
Love Man.
Be My Baby.
Oh, you remember these better than me. I suddenly just go blank when it comes to remembering them all.
As long as you don't go blank when you're on stage, that's the main thing. The other thing, I mentioned that I remember from the film was that lift. It's a pivotal point, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you get around that with trickery. Is that what we're saying? That water lift?
No. I mean, the actual lift, you mean?
That no, no, we do I know the lift is there, but the water presumably isn't.
Yeah, the water's not there. That's yeah, done by
flood.
Special
we
effects.
We don't flood Majesty's Theatre every day.
It's a drying job. Is this one of those shows where the audience are up from the start? I mean, I would assume that it's just, you know, they just get up and they're with you from the
oh,
beginning.
Oh, yeah, they're loving it straight away. And also, like you said before, if we do forget our lines, they definitely know the lines.
Yeah, yeah.
They can always help us out.
And how's I know it's early days, because you've only been here for a couple of days, but how's Aberdeen comparing? Are we reticent? Are we shy and retiring? Or are we right in there with you?
They seem great, didn't they?
Yeah. Everyone was up on their feet at the end of the show last night, singing and dancing along. And it's always the moment I can always tell, OK, how's the audience going to be? Is the very top of the show when the drum beats kick in for Be My Baby, which is so everybody, as soon as they hear those beats, you immediately get transported back to that opening sequence of the movie. And as soon as that kicks in, everyone in the audience is screaming and you think, OK, they're with us and this is going to be fun. This is going to be a good show. And that carries throughout. When I think it's the soundtrack that, as well as the story, that's such a huge selling point for the movie and for the show, because everybody knows those songs and they're singing along and they're dancing. It's great fun.
And I suppose one of the great things with it is the fact that the original audience in the movie, they're probably at an age where they can now take along their kids.
Yeah.
And introduce, you know, their kids to this as a phenomenon that was there when they were kids, I suppose.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of that?
Yeah, there are some kids in the audience.
Yeah, we've got a really wide age range in the audience. I think it's one of those, it's quite timeless, the movie. Everybody, even now, you know, if some 14-year-old or something would sit down and watch it, it's not like the big sparkly movies you'll get in the cinema now, like the sort of romantic comedies or whatever.
It's still one of the highest selling DVDs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still, so kids are still...
I think it appeals to everyone.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And this sold out for 6 months straight when it opened in London, didn't it? You couldn't get a ticket for love nor money. However, luckily enough, on tour, Dirty Dancing, the classic story on stage, is on at His Majesty's in Aberdeen right now until the end of the month, with tickets available via the box office online, boxofficeaberdeen.com, or you can call Aberdeen 641-1122. Paul and Charlotte, thanks for coming on. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
See you again.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.